Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Council held the first reading to change the mayor's task force on youth alcohol and drug use to a commission. In January of 2017, the council approved a motion to make the group more permanent. The task force was formed in 2006. Administrator Ben Mardick said they're rebranding.
This is now going to be known as the Northfield Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention, or Northfield ASAP.
The task force has been very successful.
Kind of their kickoff program on the Take It to the Box program that they had, partnerships where people bring in their medications. It gets out of our waste stream, also removes the ability of getting in the hands of the wrong people.
That's been modeled around the country. They've advocated for Steve's Law, been involved in community education and outreach, as well as campaigns around prom time. They're staffed through HCI, Healthy Community Initiative, in which the city donates some funds too. Mardick says the group has matured into something more permanent. The commission will continue to serve youth 18 and under with an added focus to other critical times and more on mental health. Rice County Chemical Health Coalition Coordinator Katie Reed said,
"We're very excited to have the potential of becoming an official city commission. This really reflects the permanence and commitment to ongoing comprehensive substance abuse prevention in Northfield because the task force seems more temporary."
The second reading, establishing Northfield ASAP, will be held in April. Newly appointed Senator Tina Smith has hit the ground running in Washington, D.C. as she introduces a bill regarding ways to address the opioid epidemic, something she focused on while lieutenant governor as well. She spoke with KYMN this morning.
"Now that I'm in Washington, D.C., I'm bringing all of those stories that I heard in Minnesota from every different community across the state and working to try to improve what the federal government can do to help states address this crisis."
They know that treatment and recovery programs are very hard to find, in particular in tribal communities.
"So one of the bills that I've introduced will help improve treatment for people who live in our tribal communities, and I'm very excited that that'll help make a difference."
She said this is not a law enforcement problem nearly as much as it is a health problem. She's also co-sponsor on the Penny a Pill bill, which would charge the drug companies a penny per pill produced. Addressing the question as to whether they would just pass that on to the consumer, she said,
"Big drug companies are making billions of dollars. They are spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on marketing and advertising, and their CEOs are making $2, $5, $10, $20 million a year. So I see no reason why they should pass that on to consumers who are paying the price."
She addressed the president's idea of death to the dealers, saying the focus should be,
"First of all, providing education to physicians so that they don't overprescribe opioids, and then having a good monitoring system so people who start to become dependent on opioids can't sort of shop around from doctor to doctor."
She's encouraged that there's bipartisan support for more resources for dealing with the epidemic and the fact that it touches every state. Her full interview is on KYMNradio.net. Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson sent out final numbers regarding enforcement over the St. Patrick's Day weekend. Northfield officers performed 24 traffic stops and made 3 DWI arrests. 2 had blood alcohol levels well over twice the legal limit. Nelson said it was disappointing to have 3 alleged offenders in a 24-hour period, but they're glad to have taken them off the road. And the Community Action Center is announcing the retirement of Executive Director Jim Blaha. He's served the CAC for over 17 years and is stepping down this fall. The CAC will celebrate 50 years as community conduit for those in need. They'll be seeking to hire a new executive director to continue to lead them. Blaha will help in the transition. He and Succession Committee Chair Kim Decker will be in studio April 16th to talk more about Blaha's tenure and the CAC's search for a new director. We'll also hear from Annika Reichner on the CAC's Super Shelf coming up on March 29th. News from around the state is next.